It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. At any given time in Wisconsin, 7,000 children are in foster care. Organizations estimate between 50 and 80% of siblings who enter the system are separated.
Some live close together and some don't. Some siblings are separated temporarily, some permanently.
Nestled in the rolling hills of eastern Wisconsin, a summer camp in Plymouth is where a reunification week happens for dozens of Wisconsin foster youth and their biological siblings.
Producer Mackenzie Crummy and I visited on the last day of camp as siblings prepared to say goodbye. And just a note for the children's privacy and protection, we're using first initials only.
We be we!
You be you! All right, ready? Yeah. Happy llama, sad llama, totally bad llama.
The camp is called Belong Wisconsin, and it started 10 years ago. Each summer, foster youth and their biological siblings from all around the state meet at Camp Anakiji. It's a 450-acre, century-old camp set on Little Elkhart Lake. The siblings sleep in cabins with wooden bunk beds and no running water. Each day brings a set of activities like horseback riding, tie-dyeing, and, of course, roasting marshmallows around a giant campfire. The siblings make pillows for each other with personal messages, and they even pick sibling constellations so when they are at home and separated, they can stare up at the sky and know they are looking at the same stars. This year, there are 42 campers, including a sibling pair we met, the eldest of the sisters we're calling S.
Well, my sister knows. She talks to everyone, so.
S is in high school, and this is her second year at the camp. Last year, her and her sister used to bicker, but now they get along.
We do have moments together because, for example, we have the bunk beds, but she doesn't sleep on the top bunk where she's supposed to. She sleeps in my bed. So we have those moments. Yeah, those are the moments we spend together.
She wants to be near, closer to you.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
That must feel good.
Sometimes. We're so close in age. We're like, why are you still sleeping in my bed? Like, go to your own bed. But I enjoy it because I know she loves me. It's just all out of love. But yeah, I love her.
Serenaded by the cicadas, this week is therapeutic, fun, and memorable. But at the end of camp, they have to say goodbye. As S and I sit under a canopy of trees talking about foster care and family separation, she turns the interview around and asks me,
would you come here with your sibling?
You know what? I don't have a sibling.
Would you come here with, if you had a sibling or anyone?
I would. Mom? It's so peaceful. And it's just, it feels like removed from all of the other worries of life.
Yeah. Why did you come here today?
Because we're telling a story about this camp. Just about helping people maybe understand a little bit more about child separation, about siblings who can't be together.
Yeah.
Because not, you know, people may not understand what that's like. Are there any words that you can speak to what it is like that could help someone who's not in the situation understand better?
It's like you're missing one of your kidneys. Like, you have two kidneys, but, like, you're missing one, and you can live without the one, but it just feels odd. It feels strange. It hurts. Like, it physically and emotionally, like, hurts.
This camp is run by volunteers.
All right. You guys can come with us, and I'll get you hooked up with some kids over here.
That is Belong Wisconsin's executive director, Echelon Mayer. She's training 30 volunteers who serve as a kind of support system for the kids as they move through activities and bond with their siblings. Mayer has been a part of the camp since the start. Her parents helped launch this in 2015. Oh, and all the counselors have a camp nickname.
I'm Echelon, or Dr. Fresh.
Nice to meet you.
So, nice to meet you as well.
What's her name at the camp, Dr.
Yeah.
Fresh?
Yeah, if you say Echelon, the kids would be like, who are you talking about?
Oh, okay.
Mayer knows every inch of the camp's winding wooden trails that are dotted with rustic cabins. She still recalls the first time she was a counselor.
I hated it. It was so hard. And the whole week, I was like, oh, I'm glad I'm here. But, like, man, I can't wait to go home to my bed and my house and my cat and my family. And as I was running through the list of all the things I was excited to go home to, I realized that this is that home for these kids, because they're not going back home. They're going back somewhere else, and they're going to be separated. And I knew that I was going to do this forever, and that I would check my privilege.
Like the children's relationships, funding for this camp is fragile and complex. The Belong Wisconsin organization was previously associated with an international group called Camp to Belong. When that organization was acquired last year, Mayer and her fellow camp leaders thought it was the right time to break away and become an independent nonprofit. But building a nonprofit takes time and money. Belong Wisconsin partnered with the State Department of Children and Families, but they didn't think funding would come through in time. Mayer anticipated having to take a year or two off from the camp.
We came to camp last year with the idea that this was our last closing campfire, that this was the end for a while. And before dinner on that night, and I'm going to cry for this, before dinner, they came back to us and they were like, we'll fund you. And I got to tell my whole team that we got to be back. And it was wild. And so then on like September 2nd, we hit the ground running and we built a brand new nonprofit in like 2 months. So yeah, I'm gonna need a minute. I've been holding that in, I think, the entire year. To find out that we were gonna get the funding and then to know how much work we had to do because we had to build the nonprofit and have everything functioning, because camp planning starts in December of the previous year. It takes a whole year to make this happen. And so we had to move so fast. And I have honestly been just waiting for this week to be over to really process what we've accomplished in a year. Yeah,
that's huge.
It is. It's.
And so you are fairly certain you won't have to take a gap year again. You feel established enough to say, yes, there will be camp next year? Or
yes and no. We do not have secure funding at this point at all. We have no idea how we're funding next year.
The true cost of camp is around $2,000 per camper. They charge $500 if families can afford it. If not, they can come for free. Mayer says Belong Wisconsin will not turn away a child because of cost. They gather donations and counselors work for free. Everyone is determined to keep it going. Research shows keeping biological siblings together in foster care is beneficial. And in Wisconsin, the law requires state agencies to make reasonable efforts to place siblings together. But it's not always possible due to a shortage of foster families and in cases where there are larger sibling groups. Mayer sought out researchers to help assess the positive impact of this camp on the kids' well-being.
We have for many years worked with the School of Social Work through Minnesota University and did a multi-year study on the sibling relationship and resiliency. And we have found that sibling camp absolutely improves the resiliency and connection for these siblings. We did find that the largest jump in that resiliency and connection does happen in that first year of camp, but does continue to maintain throughout the year. But on a non, you know, empirical study kind of way, the information that I have comes directly from the campers.
How was the ride, hon?
Good.
You remember how to get down from yesterday? All right, and then your helmet goes in that big black bin that says used helmets, okay?
Years ago, one sibling pair went to camp, and they weren't particularly close. One child was in foster care, the other wasn't. One was the youngest of the family, the other a few years older. But over time at Belong Wisconsin, their relationship grew. They became closer, and now they are both camp counselors.
My first name is Chelsea Gilbert, and I also go by Hershey here at camp.
So I am Pickles in camp, and outside of camp, I am Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. Last name is Gilbert, G-I-L-B-E-R-T.
Hershey and Pickles return each year. Counselors are required to go through trauma-informed training. They learn de-escalation and redirection techniques to ensure campers have all the support they need, even when navigating sibling conflicts.
When you hear and see these kids and their stories, I know what that's like. You know, me and Hershey, my sister, we started out this camp together as campers. So we've been in that spot. We know what that's like.
Pickles is decked out in brightly colored bandanas, head to toe. He calls it his camp spirit and says the bandanas hold all of his memories of years past. Although he's been coming to camp since its inception, he is one bandana short.
Sorry, I'm going to get emotional right now, but I had 11 because 11 years is how long I've been here. But one of the years, I had a kid ask me at the very end of camp when they went home, they're like, I want something to remember you by. Can I have this bandana? And they chose the specific one that they want. And I just started tearing up. I'm like, of course, I'm going to give you that. I want you to have that. So it's camp really has an impact on you, whether you're a counselor, a camper, admin, whatever your role is here. It's a good thing, though.
Hershey and Pickles check in on each other throughout the camp, making sure each other is doing okay. They go on the water together when they can, eat next to each other at mealtime. Their relationship has grown stronger each year. Here's Hershey.
I get to spend it with my own sibling. We have older siblings too, but I'm the baby of the family, so knowing that I get to have Pickles here with me makes it a lot more easier. It's rough sometimes, but to know at the end that we are doing this for the children and to see their smiles on their face just is that warming heart sensation, and I wouldn't change a thing.
Let me get it. I know how I can do it. Watch. Here, let me see.
Oh my God, that's...
I got you. I'm gonna switch.
We are nearing the end of our visit. The campers will be leaving in the morning. Mayor radios into her walkie-talkie asking a staffer to go buy tissues. She knows the tears will come, and she wants each camper to have their own tissue packet.
These kids know that they're going home tomorrow. The tears started last night at the dance party. For some of these kids, this is the time that they get to be with their siblings in a place where it's not school, it's not a courtroom, it's not a visit with supervision. They just get to be kids together. And so it's a really magical place for them, but we do have to acknowledge that it's kind of like Disney. It's not real. This isn't every day, and they're not going to get this again.
Oh, that is 100% legal.
All right, 10-9.
That is legal.
But before we go, let's circle back to high schooler S again. Remember, she's the one who said not having your sibling is like living without a kidney. You can do it, but it doesn't feel right. She dreams of becoming a politician, and when she gets elected, she doesn't mince words about what laws she would change.
Every last one of them, they all suck. We gotta fix them.
But mostly, S would focus on laws related to foster youth. She says not all foster parents have the emotional intelligence to bring children into their homes, and that it's not about what the house looks like or the bedroom setup. It's about understanding their needs and caring deeply.
And also, I would be like, hey, you guys need to put them in the camp. You know that they're okay in your home. Hope that they're okay, but when you come to this camp and you see that they're okay and that they're having fun at where they're at, you just, and especially as an older sibling, you just feel like happy for them and happy that, I guess foster care is a poopy system, but it's also like a system where it can be good. People are good. Like, they're not all evil or bad.
We also want to give a special shout out to some of the other people we talked with at the camp, like Counselor Braveheart.
As I say to all my counselors, and I call them family here, this is my home away from home.
And a middle schooler who has been coming to camp for 2 years and likes to try out paddleboarding. Do you play a sport? What sport?
Volleyball.
You're a volleyball player? Wow, that's so cool. What do you love about volleyball?
I don't know, smacking balls.
And G, who is also a middle schooler, discovered his brother loves to dance.
He never really dances like in public, so he knows that like, oh, no one's gonna make fun of him. So now he's just saying like, oh yeah, I can actually do this stuff. No one's gonna be like mad or like laugh at me.
Belong Wisconsin is hosting more special events for siblings this fall, like sailing in Milwaukee and a 10-year anniversary celebration of the camp.
Warp speed! Have it on his head. I'm a totally rad. I'm a super long ground. I'm a big bad mama. I'm a moose.
And we leave you now back at the campfire for the llama song as the siblings make another memory together.
Me and Dr. Coconuts fit to a palm tree. Moose, Rebecca, moose, 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 Rebecca, moose, moose, llama.
Thanks to producer Mackenzie Crummy, photojournalist Angela Major, and to Sarah Hopeful for sound design. You can learn more about Belong Wisconsin at its website.